for Health, Freedom, and Healing Liberty, our simulcast each week at this time. Got to hang out with some of my friends from Brighteon.tv at Nashville with the big event, the Reawaken America Tour. And we had a great time. In fact, I did an interview with, was it Coach Dave, Coach Brad? What was it? It was so many interviews going on. It was amazing. But this hour, I got to let you know, man, activists in the music field, we've been disappointed in so many musicians over the last few years who have been all in for big pharma, big government, big shot, all of that. And those that have stood up have stood out. And I respect them immensely. And one of those guys is going to join us. You know of Five Times August, Brad Skistamus. He's been stepping it up. And he's called out Dolly Parton recently, too. I want to ask him about that. And a whole lot more. Health Freedom on tap. The Robert Scott Bell Show is on because the power to heal is yours.
Hi, my name is Sally Banks, and I'm an adjunct instructor for Trinity School of Natural Health. I'm also a Trinity graduate and doctor of naturopathy. My specialty areas include Evox sessions, where I work with perception reframing, and Bach flower essences, which help to balance negative emotional states and even personality types. Both techniques allow me to work with clients and get to the root cause of most physical ailments and dysfunctions. Before coming into the natural health sector, I worked as a registered nurse for 20 years, mostly in the hospital setting, focused in surgical and cardiac ICU. I was also fortunate to be able to work with nursing students as a clinical nurse instructor. After working in the medical field for many years, I began to feel like it was not the right fit for me. I became increasingly dissatisfied with patient outcomes and realized that the medical field was missing something. I just felt there had to be more that we could do to help patients prevent so many of the issues that ended them up in an intensive care unit. After 20 years, I knew it was time to leave, but I had no idea where to go next. After experiencing some health issues and visiting many physicians, going through CT scans, MRIs, and being told my only option was surgery, or that what I was going through was normal, I made a clean break with all things medical. I began doing some research and making adjustments to my diet and hydration, and it worked. My symptoms gradually disappeared and have never returned. During that time, I heard about naturopathy and found a naturopath about 100 miles from where I live. I started seeing her and knew I had found my new path. And as happened so often, she was a Trinity graduate, and that's how I found myself at Trinity as a student. Teaching others about natural health is so vitally important, and that is what we do as naturopaths. Our primary job is to educate our clients about the foundations of natural health and how to make those important lifestyle adjustments that can so positively change their lives and health. I'm so excited to be a part of the Trinity family and look forward to helping students expand their knowledge and make natural health a part of their lives and use it to help others.
Major new statement on health freedom, medical freedom coming out. Brownstone Institute is reporting, signed by our good friend, Dr. Brian Hooker, as well as others we've featured here, Pierre Corey, Dr. James Lyons-Weiler. We haven't interviewed Dr. Robert Malone yet, but Dr. Peter McCullough. I mentioned that I was able to interview him, a fantastic interview that will air a week from yesterday. That'll be, Sunday the 29th? Is that what I said? 22nd, 29th? Yeah. But if you don't want to wait, join us, become a patron supporter of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Super Don's going to be uploading all of those interviews, including videos, in advance of their airing within the next couple of weeks. He'll be putting that up maybe even as quick as today. So thank you for your support of this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty. Joining us momentarily, Five Times August, and I met him recently at, a couple of events, in fact, one in Orlando, and then just, something even coming up, Next Steps Conference in Atlanta area that he'll be a part of, featured part of. I'm excited to have him on the show for the first time momentarily. But in this major new statement on medical freedom, I'm just going to go through the executive summary, just quick 4 points as we move forward here. One, There is no scientific rationale for continuing any COVID-19 mandates in 2023 and beyond. It's pretty straightforward. But these are, you know, if it matters to you, credentialed scientists and doctors, you know, I'm not impressed with duh agrees, you know that. But there are people that are still using the sense God gave them, even though they have the duh agree, particularly when it's a medical duh agree. I call it a mental handicap in many cases. In most cases, they need to have special parking spaces for their brains to reactivate them. Number two on this executive summary, and the present company accepted, you know, those that are on this list are actually thinking clearly. On the mask and vaccine exemptions must be offered at the discretion of the physician and patient, as opposed to one size fits all government edicts. Mask and vaccine exemptions. Now, I would take a little bit of issue here just because I don't want that anybody should have to have an exemption. It should be an opt-in, not an opt-out, because the assumption is they own you, that they can tell you, you have to do it unless we give you permission not to. So for me, it's a little bit off there, but again, I acknowledge the step in the right direction. Number three on this list, parental rights and decisions must be preserved to ensure the health and well-being of their children. Well, could I call that a moment of duh? Really, that we have to argue this? Like that's something that we haven't done? What the heck's been going on? Parental rights have been usurped. The Ninth Amendment no longer matters. Yeah, of course parents should be the main decision makers until the age of majority. You know, if you want to work with a doctor, fine, but what if you don't? Number four, the ability of medical professionals to speak freely to their patients and the public must not be compromised. And this goes to the heart of what's called the First Amendment to the, you know, the United States Constitution, which doesn't grant you the right of free speech, doesn't grant doctors the right of free speech, doesn't grant anybody the right of anything. The first 10 amendments to the Constitution were written to prohibit or limit the government's prohibition or limitation on our freedom, the freedom of the people, and that includes to speak. Now, since I opened up the microphone in 1999 when this was Jumpstart Your Health, recognizing that there were limitations on freedom of speech as it comes to perhaps providing you with information that would reverse, prevent, mitigate, treat any disease that the FDA claims sole authority over regulating through the Fear and Death Administration and their patents and approvals of the drugs that then go to market and result in either the first, second, or third leading cause of death, depending on which way you run the numbers. And so I support the freedom of speech, of course, of all doctors. But that we have to delineate speech to a doctoral class, then we say, well, only they can speak of such things. Although those that have spoken out like we do here about the danger of COVID vaccines or any vaccines, the danger of the drugs that have been utilized in hospital settings like remdesivir or the danger of utilizing ventilators, those doctors have found out the lack of freedom they had, even though they had exalted status by virtue of their license and degree. Remember this, folks, a license is a permission slip to do that which would otherwise be considered illegal by government regulators. The question I have for you is, how many of you think healing needs a permission slip from the government? How many of you think that healing needs a permission slip from a doctor or your doctor or any doctor? Or how many of you realize that the only permission you need is your own to give you and grant you the permission that you have by virtue of your very creation by God to freely access information and act on that information, even if it's wrong? That's agency, folks. I've learned the most when I've screwed up. Now, I am not advocating deceiving people, doing fraudulent activity, and pretending something is something that it is not. But if you have a substance that you believe can heal a disease, and you say so, and you sell it, you will be subject, if it's not FDA approved, to immediate demands of cessation, cease and desist letters, threats against your life, liberty, and property. And it'll happen in less than 24 hours. And this is always the absurd irony of the claims that it took them 10 years to find Osama bin Laden hiding in a cave on dialysis. Like the guy was what? Public enemy number one, supreme terrorist leader. Yeah, it took us 10 years to find the guy and kill him. Really? And they can find somebody who claims to cure cancer with natural substances in less than 24 hours. Know everything about him, shut him down, lock him up. Tells you what they really perceive and believe to be the great danger, in the same way they've gone after people like Eric Napoutin. Sued him for what, $500 billion or $508 billion? Billion with a B, Dr. Evil. And you think it's legitimate? And then they're making accusations against my friend, Dr. Kirk Moore, who is, in my estimation, a hero, if indeed the allegations are true, that he substituted the COVID jabs with saline at the behest of the parents for these children so that they wouldn't get injured and wouldn't die. Tell me that that's not a hero on the order of someone who was saving Jews, gypsies, and gay people during the Nazi regime, hiding them away or underground railroading them out so they didn't end up in concentration camps or used as slave labor in big pharma's factories. IG Farben, the demon spawn. Those are the same companies that are producing the COVID jabs today. And where are all the musicians and where are all the actors, the famous people stepping up for the little guy, the little girl that says, I don't want the jabs of big government, big pharma, and big media? Scott Adams did the major mea culpa, the Dilbert cartoonist. We played his video clip. It was quite astonishing. Well, we have a guy that's been stepping it up. And we're going to learn a little bit about his backstory, or as much as we can in the time we have together. You know him as Five Times August. Sensational recording artist. Talented man and a heart of gold. I've met him, although my buddy Kevin got to hang out with him a lot more. They had a great time. They even went to the farm back down in Orlando with Jim Gale, who I – that's one of the interviews I don't think we've aired yet as well. Five Times August, Brad Skistimus joins us now on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Brad, welcome.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, man, doing well. Good to see your smiling face.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Dude, I am so excited to meet you and know you, and I'm going to get to know you more because you're going to be joining us, if I'm not mistaken, at the Next Steps Conference in Buford, Georgia, outside of Atlanta, Lake Lanier Islands, 22nd to 25th of February.
That's true. I will be there, guitar in hand.
So we're going to be jamming.
Yeah. And get a little mini show. Yeah, VIP experience.
VIP experience. I'm so, it's like backstage all over again. That's right. You're not as cute as Pat Benatar, but you rock in your own way.
It's my stubble, I think.
That's what it is. So I got to know, Brad, was this something from the moment, going to the backstory that not everybody knows, the moment the COVID crisis hit, did you start questioning it, or was it an evolution over the months that it began to say, there's something not adding up here, and I'm going to speak out about it, I'm going to sing about it, I'm going to call out that sad little man, Fauci, et cetera?
Well, I wasn't buying it from the get-go. It all seemed weird, but the entire first year was just sort of looking around going, what's happening here? You know, we all sort of went along with the 2-week thing and the moment masks were introduced, it was like, really, you know, and a lot of stuff just, you know, kept piling on to itself. So by the time the end of 2020 rolled around, I was feeling like I had to say something. I was thinking about my kids and the world we were creating for them. I was wondering where my favorite musicians were and why nobody was speaking up, because it seemed like there was a lot of lies and deception and tyranny taking place, and none of them showed up. So I sort of sat and prayed on it and thought to myself, you know, what do I say in this moment? And I wrote a song called God Help Us All, which was really, I thought it would be my one say on the matter. I'd just sort of get it out of my system and say this, make this statement. And I kind of knew I was going to upset some of my fans that I had, but you know, I didn't realize how quickly and how much, and that there would be no conversation about it. You know, that if I upset them with this, then they were out, you know.
Did you get a lot of canceling happening then?
Yeah, from fan, like I had been Five Times August has been around since 2001. So, you know, I started right out of high school. So I had two decades worth of fans that have been following me and really should have known, you know, what's in my heart, what I'm about. And a lot of friends in the music industry, producer friends, musician friends, you know, opportunities lost. So, yeah, the moment, you know, I released, you know, that first song, I started receiving the pushback. But very soon after that little wave of like, oh, my gosh, all these people that have been following me are falling off, I trickled in, got some new fans that were discovering this music, and it let me know I wasn't alone, which let me know I needed to let other people know they weren't alone. So I released another song soon after that, and then another song after that, and they sort of accumulated over the last couple of years into it, and then I put them into an album that I released in November called Silent War.
We have, I think, Super Don, do we have a montage of some of the songs that we can play here? And I know that in terms of folk artistry, you know, we've made a concerted effort to do what we call a family-friendly show. We got kids listening to this as well, so we might have had to block out one F-bomb in there, but it's not that we're opposed to that as adults to say these things and utilize words that way, but just because of that, I want to play it out, let you get a sense of what Brad's all about with Five Times August, as he's let the inner warrior out in terms of his music, the willingness to say, you know, this is who I am, take it or leave it, here we go.
Are you fed up with constantly searching for the records you want?
Yes, here's a unique opportunity to own a complete library of the world's most beautiful music.
Two, three. Shut your mouth, get in line, just behave or pay the fine. Sad little man, you better run now while you know you can. I won't leave, I will not be leaving quietly. Take what you want, cause what you want is what you order. Call everyone a fascist till they're all controlled.
Yes, I will always fight for you. I will stand here in the way, and I will not give up on you. I will shield you from the pain. Oh God, help us all. Oh God, help us all.
Oh my heavy times, everybody's angry, living lies, and you broke your quote, broke, think you're gonna save the day. Damn mind, kids. Nobody cares about what you say. You ain't no leader and you ain't the boss. You wander around like you're f***ing lost. So check your watch, turn your back. Set us up for the big attack. Cause hey, Joe, we did it. 81 million votes. Shame, blame. No matter what they say, don't let the bastard get to you. So take freedom and fight for your life. Stand up before it's all gone. Take back your freedom and fight for your life. Stand up before it's all gone.
Silent War, 5timesaugust.com. I was seeing it. It's on, actually on vinyl. I, you know, I grew up in those days. I guess there's CDs. Do those still exist?
Yeah, it's funny. I have to ask people nowadays, do you still have a CD player? More people actually have vinyl record players these days. But yeah. I felt like it was important to make a physical copy of the album and, you know, have something tangible in your hands. Bring that back.
Wow, it brings back a lot of memories. I think about the protest songs during the Vietnam era. You know, most of the artists were considered in the folk artist realm. You know, Phil Oakes. I don't know who, mm-hmm. if you remember, my dad, in fact, when he was a teenager, babysat for Phil Oakes. Wow. Actually, a kid growing up in Far Rockaway, New York. It's some interesting history that I know from that era. A lot of war protests that happened, and you know, ironically, some of those people that are still alive were not protesting what's gone on. They were, in fact, emphatically in favor of lockdowns, shutdowns, masking, and jabbing. It's astonishing what's happened over the decades.
Yeah, I've been on a little tangent calling all those people out on my Twitter account this last week. But, you know, it's pretty disappointing. These are people that I grew up admiring, people that I, you know, taught me what the idea of rock and roll is supposed to be about, this anti-establishment movement where you're supposed to say, you know, go against the man, so to speak. Yeah. And they all joined up with them. So it's been pretty disheartening. To see that, and there's not very many of us speaking up. There's several indie guys, and you know, quite a number of indie guys, but no one from that mainstream sort of pipeline has really stuck their foot out, except for Van Morrison and except for Eric Clapton, and then that's pretty much it.
It's really disappointing. And Superdon, do you have that image of the tweet that Brad sent out as Five Times August? To Dolly Parton, for one example, is calling out these fellow artists. It says this: "Hi, Dolly Parton, since you were quick to label so many cowards, quote unquote, and chicken squat for not getting the shot, will you be taking any responsibility for the countless lives injured or suddenly dying after getting it? You've always been a giver. Maybe time to donate to React19.org. And you know, you showed her tweet. I just want to say to all of you cowards out there, don't be such a chicken squat. Dolly Parton said, get out there and get your shot. Has there been any response from Dolly Parton or any publicists on that or any tweet?
No, I've been calling out people for like the last week. And this all started from seeing a series of paid Pfizer posts. Pfizer has partnered with Pink and Questlove, the drummer for The Roots, who's also on Jimmy Fallon's show. Michael Phelps was one of the paid partners, and trying to remember who else it was, but it started with that, and I'm like, seriously, like at this point, you know, the last year I've been really leaning into this, like, look, we're at the crossroads here. You either, you know, back up and you look at what you've said and you say I'm sorry, or you're doubling down and committing to, you know, the atrocity of what's happened. And so if you're in a partnership at this point, I've just kind of done with it, and I'm calling these people out. So instead of responding, Pink has blocked me. Questlove blocked me. I called out Gene Simmons a while ago. He blocked me. So instead of having the conversation, they'd rather just remove you so they don't have to think about it. They've already been paid.
They're living up to the term coward that Dolly Parton had used. It was very cowardly to block you rather than to engage. I mean, you're not, it doesn't sound to me you're at all hostile. In other words, that thing I read to Dolly Parton is just, hey, you know, look what's happened. Maybe you ought to, you know, support those as a giver that you are, those that have been harmed. And you went to the React 19 organization that is helping people who have been injured. And it's non-political. It's not partisan in that way. So I think that to not engage is embarrassing to them and shows their cowardice.
Yeah. It's interesting to see, you know, just, I can't say I'm not hostile, but I do word things as a matter of fact, you know. Sure. So I try to sort of meet their tone. What did they say? You know, I called out Rod Stewart. Rod Stewart pretty much called us all killers. You know, and he wouldn't allow his own family and friends at his Christmas party unless they were had the shot three times. So it's interesting. I did have one response from one of these people, which to their credit, they actually responded, but it was Peter Frampton. And he actually responded, and I wasn't very, very rude about it or anything. I just said, do you still have this perspective, responding to a tweet that he had made about getting the majority of people the shot? And he said, no, nothing has changed, you know. So he's still on the side of where he was a year or two ago. But with that also, you know, the question was, would you be willing to donate and help out the people who are injured by this? And he did not respond to that, you know. So, you know, it's interesting to see how they react. Some of them block you, some of them don't acknowledge at all. And if they do respond, chances are they haven't, nothing's changed, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this is an extraordinary time. And again, as appreciating the arts like I do, I wish I was a better artist at the things I do, but I have my own way of communicating. But I love what you do and the fact that you're willing to, you know, put your career on the line because you feel doing what is right is much more important. And the fact is, maybe you do the math and say, you know, I've actually gained more in terms of the people that are in my life now compared to prior to this, the people that love and appreciate you now. It probably there's deeper relationships that have developed because of this.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the trade-off, no question. And, you know, yeah, it's number one, it's the right thing to do in the first place. And to see the amount of support that I've had over the last couple of years has really been something else. All around the world. We just did a tour in Austria with some of the doctors right before the holidays called the Resilience Tour. It was with Dr. Robert Malone and Dr. Robert Cole, mm-hmm. Dr. Kat Lindley. They were all there, sort of a merriment of art and the doctor's message and music. But you go all the way across the globe and you meet these people who have not just discovered your music, but they've gone through something that you can connect with on yes. a personal level. And
stand by, Brad. We got to take a quick break for our friends at Brideon.tv, and we'll be back with more of Five Times August after this. All right. We still continue behind the scenes for all of our direct viewers and listeners, Brad, as well. And again, appreciate this. And there's so many fascinating angles I want to ask you some questions about when we come back with our audience from Brideon.tv as well. One of the things that is curious to me is we have these people that inspired you in terms of your artistry. And would it be fair to say folk is a big part of your influence going back with your music?
Yeah, right now it is for sure. Yeah. I mean, that's sort of what I felt was missing. I listened to so much different music over the years, but I started out as a pop rock artist and sort of found myself wanting to do something that was really raw and just me, a vocal and guitar, I felt like music was missing that, not just something that was real, but something with a message behind it.
Kind of like Rick Rubin, your own music.
Yeah. You know, you look at these guys and you think about what's missing. And just, if you do look at just what the mainstream music landscape is right now, I mean, there's nothing there. And, I think that's why people have connected with what I'm doing so much, because it is mm-hmm. It's a moment, most of them are recorded live as takes. Mm-hmm. I didn't like record the guitar and then the vocals. Some of them I did, but these are moments that I wanted to capture.
Nice. And do you have your own home studio or are you out in somebody else's studio that you rent? How did that work?
Yeah, I record out of my house, which is funny because I've had this sort of arc throughout my career. When I started out, I was recording out of my bedroom and I worked my way up. I made albums in the studio and did all that, spent all the money on it. And then sort of for this, everybody, this all sort of began when nobody was going anywhere anyway. So I just started recording these tracks out of my house again. And it's pretty great to have, I like that. It kept things real,
Yeah, well, definitely there's a very raw connectivity to what you're doing and the way you've recorded it, and just enjoy it thoroughly. I'm glad to connect, and I'm looking forward to having that live concert environment with our friends at Next Steps. All right, stand by. We're about to be rejoined by our audience on Brideon.tv. 3, 2, 1. All right, welcome back, everybody, on Brideon.tv. Appreciate y'all being here. We've got Brad, also known as 5timesaugust.com. We've checked out the new recordings that he's done over the course of the COVID craziness we've all lived through, and the messages that you're putting out there are inspiring, certainly to me personally. I love that you're doing it. We were just talking briefly about some of your influences from a pop rock scenario to going into this folk realm, and that's what brought me to ask you a little bit about influences. Did you go back and start listening to some folk rock from the 60s and 70s to kind of impact how you were feeling the music coming out this way?
Well, I grew up listening to a lot of that stuff. So that's why I could feel just an emptiness, this void that wasn't there when this moment in history was happening. Mm-hmm. And I kind of, I get a lot of comparisons right now to Bob Dylan, mainly because at the beginning of this, I was like, where is that guy? Yeah. And I was sort of just putting on his shoes because I was like, somebody needs to like put out some sort of Dylan-esque kind of tune here and mm-hmm. say something. So I sort of wore those shoes, in my own way, of course, but, a lot of those guys, those 60s, 70s artists, it's been a big disappointment, but, You know, I have a new song coming out probably later in a couple months called Ain't No Rock and Roll, which is sort of my own side kind of comment on the matter, because I have grown up admiring these people. And I sort of feel like what we thought rock and roll was supposed to be growing up ended up being a farce, because I don't think that, you know, you don't get to this point in history. I feel like this is the most important moment in history for us in our lifetime since rock and roll came on the scene to actually be rock and roll. Mm-hmm. And when you look back over the last 60 years, there were moments that felt important, but nothing as important as right now. And nobody's risking it all, you know, to go against the man. It's pretty astonishing.
Yeah. I just want to invite everybody, if you haven't gotten your tickets to the Next Steps conference, next-steps.info. My friend Tia Severino is putting on an amazing thing. We did it last year. It's going to even be bigger and better this year. It's like a retreat at Lake Lanier Islands, Buford, outside of Atlanta, Georgia. And it's the 22nd to 25th of February. And we're going to celebrate. It's my birthday week there. I'll be celebrating. So you don't have to sing happy birthday to me. I mean, it's okay, you know, but this is, again, it's just going to be a fun celebration weekend. A lot of what we call parallel tracks, going back to things that we know actually work, and maybe creating a new things that we haven't tried. And this is it, building the parallel society. And you can see Peter McCullough as well. We're hanging out with Polly Tommy, Stephanie Lucretio. So many awesome folks are going to be there with us. Brad as well, Five Times August is going to be playing. And it's just a nice environment at this time of the year to be able to have a retreat. And you know, gosh, some of these events are what we call balls to the wall. You're like, you can't keep up with it yourself. So I feel like this thing is going to be intense, but at the same time, we'll have downtime to interact with one another, develop bonds of friendship, relationships throughout lifetimes here, because we are here for this time. We are created for a time such as this, and we are coming together to strengthen one another, not in fear, although fear may have driven some of us to find one another, interesting, so that we break that cycle of fear as well, which is another aspect. We had Super Don. Who was that guy from England we had originally from Jamaica? Well, like Ramis Music we had on a few weeks ago. He also did a major protest song in England. I don't know if you traveled to the United Kingdom and met him, but he's an amazing guy to get connected with.
That's great.
He carries the spirit of...
Yeah, it's Ramis.
It is Ramis?
It is Ramis, yeah.
Yeah, and he carries the spirit of that reggae rebellion, because that was also in its own folk island kind of way, you know, a protest music.
Don't tech the vaccine, I think it was called.
Don't tech the vaccine.
Yeah.
That was amazing. Yeah. And that's a guy... you, Brad, you really love and appreciate. I know he would as well for you. So there are, you just like what we call diamonds in the rough out there that may not be all that well known, but they are doing amazing work because they have been given the gift of the arts, the music. It goes through them and they decide, you know what, I'm going to make that music matter in specificity to what's happening right now. And that in the history of protest through rock and roll, much less folk music, which we need to come back. So am I to understand what you're trying to say is that your next album is going to be a little bit more rock edge, because Super Don's been wanting some, you know, where are all the rock and roll guys? Just like you said.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it sort of has progressed over. If you listen to the current album, I put the tracks in the order that I wrote and released them. So you can sort of hear the story of the last 2 years. And in each song from one to the next, it sort of builds as you listen to it. And the second to last song on the album is probably the most produced track that I did in that series. It's called Gates Behind the Bars, which is my little statement on Bill Gates. And that'll be the next video that I put out. But, you know, the songs that I'll be writing next, I think will be probably a little more produced with hopefully, you know, a more hopeful message behind them. I feel like I've said a lot about what has been going on, but now it's time to sort of find solutions, build each other up and, you know, really hold people accountable. That let's get into that phase and really push forward and push on into, you know, you mentioned like these other artists out there. I feel like what we are is the next crop of people. It's sitting underneath right now, but we're pushing forward and creating a new culture that, you know, we're flushing out all of the old guys that really didn't live up to their names or whatever it might be. But then there's another crop of some really, really great artists out there. And I'm looking forward to seeing where that goes.
Yeah, I wondered if any had reached out to you or vice versa to collaborate, maybe coming together with your voices and the insights and these experiences and strengthen one another even more.
Yeah, that's something that I really love about the community of artists that I've met over the last 2 years, is that we're really supportive of one another. We really get what each other has gone through. I've made some really great friends. I mentioned that in the beginning, like I lost some friends out of the music industry, but really when you look at it, you go, well, I guess we weren't really that close of friends after all, if you were going to bail on me so quickly. But then, you know, it's been actually, today's 1 year since we did the Defeat the Mandates rally in Washington, D.C., which I was at. Mm-hmm. And I met one of my good friends, Joseph Arthur, there, who's been a songwriter for many years. And he went through a similar experience where the L.A. Times slandered him, and he got dropped by a record label and just went through the whole thing. But I've made some really great friends, and we all support one another. There's definitely collaborations happening. So it's really good to see that. It's not like the traditional industry vibe that's filled mm-hmm. with ego and people trying to, you know, step over each other to get to the top. It's like there's a common theme here. We're working together on something, not just creating music, but shifting the landscape of our culture too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then the arts have always had the opportunity and been able to do that throughout history, make some dramatic transformation where even the spoken word couldn't do it. The musical, or, you know, whether it be through poetry or in music to words, that it's been transformative. And, you know, I love seeing what you're doing and that it's resonating. And I'm excited again that we're all going to be together. For those of you who can, please do get tickets for the Next Steps Conference, 22nd through 25th of February. And that's next-steps.info. We do have a discount code, RSB10, if you want to get 10% off and join us there. You can drop in for a day or be there for the whole weekend. But I know that the hotels are selling fast. So if you want to stay there with us, please make that. I see Tia is in the audience. Oh, my gosh. Tia says, can I just point out, Brad's got beautiful eyes, even prettier and brighter in person, and a beautiful soul to go with them.
Oh, thank you very much.
I've seen Brad's eyes up close. I agree. They're amazing. And they sparkle and light up.
Oh, y'all are so nice. So it's nice to meet Tia a few weekends ago, and I'm glad we connected. I'm looking forward to being at the event, and it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is just an amazing thing, and I urge everybody to, if you have an opportunity to come to any of these events, you are enriched and alive, and again, you make friendships that, you know, you have these friends electronically, that's true, and you feel camaraderie with them, but boy, when you get together with them, finally, it's like a reunion. It's like you may have known each other before and you come together and it's just an extraordinary thing. And then as you know, leave, it's sad a little bit, but at the same time, you have these memories and the relationships that never go away. It's something different. And they tried to stop us from doing it for the last couple of years with COVID. And it's the very opposite of what we should be doing, getting together. But they know that if they keep us apart and divide us and keep us afraid, that they can succeed in controlling us and enslaving us. And I'm not in for that. I'm not down for that. I know you're not.
No, that's the great silver lining of the whole thing, is the relationships that have been made. There's a unity that's of people coming together, and they try to make it political. But when you know, reflect on events like Defeat the Mandates, and you realize how many different people were there from all different backgrounds. I mean, those were beautiful events, the Defeat the Mandates rallies. And most of these rallies, you go to them and you realize, oh, geez, this is so great. It's like a unifying hippie love fest to some degree. And then they try to label it a MAGA right-wing, you know, conspiracy fest. But it's always a beautiful thing. And it's really great. That is the one great silver lining, is all the relationships and the unity behind it.
Do you have any other upcoming events or concerts that we should know about? Or is everything up on your website? We have it linked up. Of course, 5timesaugust.com is the website. How do people learn more? And there's something called Bandcamp. I'm like, well, what is that? Bandcamp?
So Bandcamp is sort of the alternative to purchasing the digital music outside of Apple Music or Spotify or Amazon. If you don't like the big guys, you can go to Bandcamp, and it's sort of like a more indie direct way to support the music
or the artist.
Buy the digital album. Yeah, exactly. Oh, nice. Yeah,
excellent. So, I'm glad I asked. And there's apparel, there's press, there's about, contact, music videos. Again, are there other events that you are already planning? I'm sure people now are inviting you within the health freedom movement like never before.
Yeah, it's great. So what we did with the Resilience Tour actually in December, we're looking to do that in more countries this year. I think I'll be in Germany in March for an event, and we're going to bring the Resilience Tour to Texas at the beginning of April. And I think I might be going to Ireland and the UK later too. So there's, you know, I've become a world traveler all of a sudden, which is really exciting.
Dude, if you do go to the UK, I definitely want to connect you with Ramis. I mean, he is a man just of the spirit, and it just lets it loose. I just appreciate you guys so much, all that are doing that. So, and if any others come to your mind that we could feature here, that's part of the fun I get to do, is bring them to a whole new audience as well. And for those that don't know about Five Times August, I can't imagine you don't, but just in case, hey, go check it out. And Silent War, this full-length album, you can get in various formats, and we're looking forward certainly to the next, you know, next one, and seeing you at the Next Steps event as well. And goodness gracious, why not? You know, tap your feet, dance a little, jam and sing, and find joy in life, because what else, you know, are we here for? It's not all about all the intensity we've, you know, that has indeed brought us together for good, better things. But at the same time, when we come together, we find all the wonderful reasons to celebrate life.
That's absolutely right. That's what music's all about. That's something that I've been kind of disappointed in the artists that have segregated their audiences over the last couple of years that have required, you know, vaccination or shot or negative test results or whatever. They split their audience up. I think that, you know, we have an opportunity now to bring people back together through music.
You remember the protests about Sun City in South Africa? Segregated audiences. It's like, how do they not see that they are promoting segregation? Right. And it involves, you know, people of all colors, races, religions, creeds, everything now. It's not just one targeted pigment or something, but it's all the same, just manifesting differently now medically. I just hard for me to understand how these people that did protest certain things are completely absent when it comes to this.
Right. And that's what I mean. I mean, now is the time to do it. And I do think, back to what I said earlier, we're at a crossroads now. And I'm going to be very skeptical of any artists that come forward in the next couple of years once it becomes safe to speak up again.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they're all sort of holding their career at the side going like, oh, I don't want to say anything.
Brad, well, keep calling them out. And you're welcome here anytime. If there's somebody that comes out and does something great, we love to spotlight them more than we like to point out those that are doing bad. There's plenty doing bad, but I really like to highlight the people, you know. Again, kudos to those that have stepped up. I mean, we've talked about the very talented actor. What was the guy who was playing with Susan Sarandon? They used to be married.
Tim Robbins,
right? When he came out and said, look, you could tell his sincerity. And like, my gosh, I fell for it. I went along with it. And then he became more and more horrified by it. And, you know, like the Scott Adams guy, who's the Dilbert creator, the comic book character, going, you know, in his own right, you guys were right. I was wrong. You win. And I don't look at it. I know you don't in that context, because, you know, what do we win? We're right. But what do we win? We're not happy that people are suffering and dying. We're not taking any glee. We're not dancing on the graves of anybody. But there are people on the other side of the equation that seemingly just are seething with rage and anger and hatred. And I'm like, where is that coming from? What the heck happened to these people?
Yeah. Well, it's been programmed into them. I mean, I called that, you know, you could see it coming a mile away. And I had a whole thread on Twitter for months of the hostility towards those that didn't want the vax. I mean, some really ugly things were being said, death wishes and everything. That really, you know, they were echoing, you know, going back to the 40s era of people in the 30s. I mean, and you know, it was a scary thing to see. And so a lot of hostility has happened. I think that we have to at some point be like, what just happened? Let's talk about it. We can't just sort of pretend like we're all going along to get along now. That was pretty ugly.
Yeah. Diane says, come on out to Pennsylvania in August, Brad. Well, tell us what's going on in Pennsylvania. Is there a big Health Freedom event? I'll come out. I've been there before. I love going out there. There's some good people out there I've met in the Health Freedom community. So, I guess you can always drop a line through your website if people are, you know, requesting there's a big event I'd love for you to be at, perhaps.
Yeah, absolutely. You can just go to 5timesaugust.com, and I think it's on the contact page, and you can just shoot me an email, let me know about any events that you're doing, and be happy to. I always try to make it work as best I can, you know, if it fits in the schedule and everything. So
look from Andrew. Let's say, love your music, Brad. I listen to Silent War daily. You are keeping me sane. Keep it up. That's a nice message.
Thank you. Yeah, that's like, really nice. Thanks, Andrew.
I think about what we do here, and that we've heard those messages for many years now. It's, you know, I tune in and I feel like I'm not crazy. I'm sane. And it's like when you set out to write music, you don't think, man, if I can get this music out there, people are going to feel sane again. It's not a thought. But when they say that, it's kind of nice, you know?
Yeah, it's a partnership, like I said, between, you know, it's kind of an artist-fan partnership where you're helping me keep sane, because I could be writing these songs and putting them out to nobody, feeling like, does anybody else feel like this? You know, it's great. But I'm glad to hear that you're listening to it, and glad it's helped.
Yeah, sure. Well, thank you all for being here and supporting this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty. Shout out to all of our friends that watch us at least once a week on RideOn.tv. But remember, we're on 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. We've got great interviews from the weekend. And, we do have one of those classic questions that you've been asked a million times. But, hey, for a new audience, Tia says, I want to know where the name 5timesaugust comes from.
Well, 5timesaugust started in 2001 when I was 18 years old. I was right out of high school. And I needed a band name. I didn't want to go by Brad Skistimus because I thought that it just couldn't send people to bradskistimus.com without them forgetting how to spell it when they typed it in. Yeah. So my birthday was August 5th, and it is August 5th. And I just sort of had these different little names written down of like the August 5 and whatever it was. And I wrote down 5timesaugust. I thought it sounded cool, and it just sort of stuck ever since then. It was sort of a time when you had one man band kind of dudes that were at the forefront, Dashboard Confessional, Nine Inch Nails. So I just sort of went with that. And here we are 20 years down the road.
Dude, I feel cooler just because I know you now.
Well, here we are. You're a buddy.
All right. Brad, love you. Appreciate you, man. I can't wait to see you next month already, coming up. Join us at Next Steps Conference. And again, links are in there. There's an upcoming events tab. And I hope that you'll all get the music, download it. Maybe it's through that new method we just learned about as well, that maybe kind of bypasses some of the big guys we don't want to support so much.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when the album came out in November, we actually got to the top selling albums on Amazon, right next to Taylor Swift and Bruce Springsteen. I was right in the middle of them at number 5. And that really spoke to me, not just going, cool, my album's on the charts, but look at what we can do. Look at our movement that we can, you know, when we get behind something, how we can sort of punch that culture war in the face. So it's pretty incredible to see. And I'm so grateful for everybody who's supporting it.
All right, Brad, 5timesaugust. Again, welcome here anytime, especially when the next album breaks. I want you on, and we can preview that as well. That'll be fun. And we'll see you next month outside of Atlanta at Lake Lanier Islands.
All right. See you soon.
All right. Thanks, Brad. So appreciative of him and all that he's doing, and wish that more artists would step up and sing from their heart about, I think the roots of rock and roll and folk and country even, and yes, reggae, protesting, looking to do right, to make right. I appreciate that about the arts when they can do that. But in any way, we just enjoy the music, which is a whole lot of fun. Also, in addition, I want to say a little bit about my journey back home yesterday after we ate at that Urban Market, H-E-R-B-A-N, in Franklin, Tennessee, which was so amazing, all organic. They do organic pizzas there from scratch. I mean, it's amazing. So we had a nice breakfast. I had a matcha. Super Don, can you show the picture of that matcha tea I had from the breakfast yesterday? Hanging out with, I never mentioned this lady, Kimberly Overton, and the Nurse Freedom Network. Have y'all ever heard of her? She's doing such amazing work, Nurse Freedom Network. And Peter McCullough has been very supportive of her, and they interviewed together on a number of places. But we were all having breakfast. There it is. Look at that. I looked at that. I'm like, how can I drink that? That was like this pretty leaf and everything that they did with this thing. I'm like, I'm not used to doing that frou-frou kind of drink. But it was lovely.
Kind of looks like they did some fancy sour cream in your split pea soup.
That's not what it was, I promise.
No,
it wasn't.
Okay. All right.
It was great. So, and then we went to an event with Kimberly and Kevin and others we met there in Franklin. And it was an affidavit signing event about the various things that have occurred during COVID. And they wanted doctors and nurses and health professionals. There was a naturopath there to sign on and video just for evidence should it be necessary. And it may likely be necessary at one point. And that was put together by inspired by Christiana Northrup, who did we have Christiana on the radio show this last week? I think we did while we were there. There's so many interviews I did. I can't even keep up with everybody that was on.
I think so.
Dr. Northrup was on. And so, we were there, and this was funny, Super Don. I'm just there supporting them. And thanks, God bless you all at Natural Immunogenics, because you sent up some silver kits and copper hydrosol, the Sovereign Copper. And so I was able to bring that and give gifts to all the nurses and doctors that came there. And I was so grateful, and they were so happy and grateful about it. And it was funny. You know, I talked with Christiane Northrup beforehand, and you know, we have a great rapport. She's amazing. And she asked me to come up and speak, say a few words. And I'm thinking, okay, you know, I'm game for that. You know, I don't shy away from speaking to groups of people. But she says, and I want you to tell them about your near-death experience. I'm like, what? You want me to go there? Yeah, I want you to go there. And so I, you know, I told them about different aspects of my NDE from many years ago when I was in sixth grade. And then that led to, of course, you know, discussions of fear and spirituality and connecting to the source of all healing and all of that. And I got to talk a little bit about the silver and copper as well and my kids. And it was pretty cool, but it was a nice opportunity. And again, thank you, Kimberly Overton, for being an amazing host. You cared for both me and Kevin while we were there so we wouldn't get lost. And we were well taken care of. And Kimberly didn't drive because Kevin did, thankfully. But that's another story for another day. She'll have to come on and talk about that. So anyway, when I was going home, we wanted after the event to run back to the urban market to grab just one more meal before we head out to catch the plane. And we got there, and apparently it closed at 3 o'clock on Sunday. So I was like, oh, we can't eat. So I may have to fast. I didn't want to fast on Sunday after all the stuff we were doing. I was into eating mode. But I got to the airport, and I'm like checking out what's possible. And they have little, you know, those little food places, snacks, like organic snacks, prepackaged snacks. So I did get some organic figs, dried figs, and organic apricots, which was nice. And yet I was like, you know, I was hungry. I saw there was a sushi place. And so I could get some raw sashimi, you know, the sashimi they call it, some wild salmon, some tuna. And I know there's mercury in it, but I had selenium with me. But here's what I did, because there was also the rice on it. And normally I wouldn't have done this, but I tested this out thanks to Judy Mikovits. I'm holding up right now, for those of you watching, NRDMG, the Advanced Immune Support from Nutritional Frontiers. We've talked about this, the N-dimethylglycine, DMG. And I talked about this with Judy Mikovits, who we just had on the show yesterday, I believe it aired. And so I put this to the test, and I had no negative repercussions from having that sushi at all with the sushi rice. I'm just saying, if there was glyphosate on it, I just took one of these DMG lozenges, and I took one before and one after, and it looks like this. And I'm saying, dude, you guys got to make this part of your daily regimen. Because even, you know, if you're clean and pure like I am, but even if you're not, or you can't control for everything, this is a great strategy. That hats off to Nutritional Frontiers, Jamie Dorley, Joe Messino, and the gang. Enter DMG, get it 15% off. RSB15 always gets you that 15% off. Also, shout out to my friends at Cardio Miracle, helping so many with that nitric oxide sustenance. I talked with Peter McCullough a little bit about that as well, off the air and other things. There's great rapport and relationships building when we can communicate one-on-one about our experience. And Peter McCullough says he's going to invite me on his show, which is, I said, Peter, you don't want to do that. I don't want to ruin your show. But he's like, yeah, I'm going to have you on my show. So we'll see when that happens. That could be quite shocking for his audience. We'll find out when that happens. So that's kind of cool as well. But that's the developing of the rapport over time. And we communicate with one another. We learn from one another. We teach. We know things that each of us don't know. And we come together. We learn from each other. And I love that about the opportunities we have together. Let's see, what other shouts out do I need to make, Super Don, in the 40 seconds we have left while we're on Brighteon.tv before we go to bonus round?
Crave Kicker.
Oh yeah, Crave Kicker, RSB 15, 15% off. You want to quit your addictions, smoking, vaping, nicotine, KRAVEKicker.com, RSB 15. That discount code is still working, 15% off. This stuff's awesome. you want to help somebody that really wants to quit, it'll take that physiological craving and kick its you know what. Cravekicker.com as well. Also, Folium PX. My mom is doing great on that. FOLIUMPX.com, the three-pronged approach. She went out dancing again after a couple of years of not being able to do it. God bless you, Babry, and FoliumPX.com, and the power to heal is yours. Thank you.